Yeah.
Yep. Hi, is this Keith?
Uh-huh.
Hi, Keith. My name is Stephanie. I'm one of the specialists in the department that handles pricing. How are you today?
I'm pretty good.
All right. Good to hear. Hope you're having a good day so far. And it looks like you were speaking with John. Now, did you have any questions about the program besides pricing?
What do you mean by program?
The services we're offering you.
And what services are they?
First page placement on Google, essentially SEO services. So first page placement on Google and major directories. But we're primarily calling you in regards to the local map section.
Uh-huh. And what does that mean, local map section?
Oh, he didn't go over that with you? So, Okay, so you know when you do a search on Google, that map that pops up, and then there's a list of businesses beneath that map section? Like if you were to do a search for, in your case, remediation services?
I don't do remediation services, but, yep.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
I don't. No, and that's what I was trying to explain to John, I believe. So I do mold inspections. I'm a third-party company. I don't do any type of remediation. I just do the testing and the initial inspection. Some people just don't want to bring a remediation company in because they're in there. They're going to come out and try to create a big job. Where I don't. I go in and work with the homeowner and try to solve their problem, and then tell them what they need in remediation as opposed to what a remediation company thinks that they need. Because, the remediation company is there to gain the biggest job they can gain, right?
Right.
Price-wise. So I go in and I'm an advocate for the homeowner more or less, like a third party.
Okay.
So I just do mold inspection. And if you Google mold inspections, you'll see mold inspection companies, but if you see if it's free, then you know it's a remediation company, you know.
Oh,
for them
okay.
Doing it.
Potential clients would Google mold inspections if they're looking for your services, and they would contact you, right? Like, they would contact those companies.
Yeah, or they would. I get a lot of calls, I use Angie. I get a lot of leads that are people who want mold remediation. You know, they don't want to pay for the inspection. They just want to have someone come out and give them a free estimate on what they need to spend to fix their mold problem.
Well,
which is the wrong way to go, but they don't know it. Huh?
I can explain to you what my guess is. Just by looking at your Angie's list right now, you do have remediation as one of your services that you offer.
I know, and I told them that's how they categorize it. They don't have a category, they don't have a category just for mold inspection. It's both. So I kind of got sold the wrong way from Angie, and I told them too, and they're like, no, you know, they lied to me, I think, but whatever. I still get leads from them.
Yeah, you have great reviews.
So, yeah, and you know, I'm still working on them. I can get a lot more because I haven't been with Angie for a long time, but I've been doing this for 20 years, so I have a lot of clients.
Sure.
That I never got reviews from because I never was on the internet. I always
had,
it's all referral. I always did referrals. You know, a lot of people just said, call Keith, call him.
Are they reoccurring clients?
But, nah, unfortunately, usually I never see him again.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you might
unless they have a mold problem again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if...
Yeah, that would be nice if I could have a residual.
That they wouldn't have a need to call you again.
Well, it's not me that would do the quality work. I mean, the inspection, yes, but I don't do the cleanup. So I write a protocol. Like, I write an inspect, like a remediation protocol for them... for my client to use with another remediation company or with a remediation company. So do you understand kind of what I'm getting at?
Like, yes.
I'm
so
trying to protect the client.
And then there's another part, and then there's another company that would come in and actually do the
work, the cleanup.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
So we can get you found.
And then sometimes I'll. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Sometimes you what?
No, it's like, and then sometimes I'll come back after the work is done and do a reinspection.
Okay.
On the homeowner's behalf, you know, to protect them. So I'm a third party.
Okay.
To make sure that the company did what they were supposed to do. And then we also pull samples in the air to make sure the air is okay. And so it's called a clearance test. So,
okay.
Yes, I do come back to the customer, but after that's done, I usually never hear from them again.
Okay.
Or
right.
I never, you know, it's just kind of like, it's not a residual thing.
Right,
I wish
right.
it was because, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're looking for more jobs, this will be a really good way for you to get your name out there more than it already is. And really for new clients to be able to find you and contact you directly when they're looking for your services online. So, I mean, we couldn't get you found for mold inspections. Those services that you offer would be used as keywords. So anytime anyone's doing a search for your services, they're going to Google it, and then that's when you'll pop up on that first page in the map section as one of the
right.
top recommended companies in your area. I mean, the companies that are currently showing up right now, you may have heard of a few of them. There's All Yours Home Inspections, Trinity Home Inspections, First Preference Home Inspections, MD Mold Testing. There's O2 Mold Testing. So those are just to name a few. Mold Gone. They're all benefiting from that first page placement on Google. So they're getting the phone calls right now. Not everybody uses those third-party services, right? But most people do use Google. You know, most people, when they're looking for your services, are going to Google it. So what better way than to place your company and be on that first page?
Okay, when you say the first page, like I Googled mold inspections and I'm up here in my area, and on that first page, there's probably 50 of them. So is that what you mean by first page?
Well, are you looking in the map section? Because there's the ad section on the top, which there's maybe like 3 or 4 companies, and then there's the map section, and then there's the organic. We're talking about the map section. So if you click on that map, and then there's that list of businesses, yes, there are pages and pages of results when it comes to mold.
Right,
testing.
So the map section, which is...
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the map section, it says more businesses underneath of that, and that's when you start seeing all the businesses.
Yes, and then you scroll down to the bottom, and you'll see Google where it says page 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, et cetera. So what we're calling you in regards to is that first page placement, because most people are not going to look past that first page. They're not going to scroll to page 2, 3, 4, 5. They'll base their decision off of these lists of companies that are on that first page. So that's really what we can do for you is get you found on that first page.
Well, on that first, that's where I'm a little confused because the first, you mean before you hit more businesses?
Depending on how you're looking at it, right? Because like if you look on it on a cell phone, there's maybe like 3 of them that pop up and then you click on more. But even if you click on more, the list of businesses you're going to see is the first page, right? So if you're on a computer, for example, it'll give you the option to click more, right? There will be a list of businesses on that first page. Then you scroll to the bottom, right below that very last business on that first page, it'll have the option to go to page 2, page 3, page 4, and so on.
But if you're on a phone, you just keep scrolling, though. That's the thing, you know. You can just keep scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, and there's no pages. That's the only thing, because most people are shopping right on the phone, I think. You know, I don't know, but that's the only thing that makes me a little nervous. Because there's so many to scroll down. I didn't realize there was this many companies either, jeez.
Yeah, there's a lot
of companies. These are mostly remediation companies that do the cleanup. And it would be nice if, some states have laws where you can't do the inspection, you just can do the remediation. Maryland doesn't. There's no law, so anybody can do anything in Maryland in regards to this field. Yeah, like in D.C., in Washington, D.C., you can either do a mold inspection or you can do the cleanup. You can't go there and do the inspection if you're in a remediation company. Because it's conflict of interest, right? You're going to go in there, you're going to say, oh my God, your whole house needs to be, you know, torn down. Not saying that everyone does that, but that can happen, you know, where it might be only a certain area of the house that needs attention, you know, or needs to be cleaned or remediated. So that's where like a third party, someone like me, is going to help the homeowner as opposed to a remediation company that's going to go there and try to gain a job. Cleanup, you know, they can tell them anything they want, right? I'm not saying everybody's going to be lying and cheating, but it opens the door for that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What, you know, the remediation companies, they shouldn't be allowed to go and assess the situation and then go ahead and, it's like a termite inspector. They go and they do a termite inspection. Well, they're looking for termites so they can do the fix, so they can fix it, right?
Right.
Where I'm going to do a mold inspection. I don't want to find mold, but I will, you know, I'm hoping that I don't find a bad problem, whereas a remediation company is hoping they find a bad problem.
Right.
Because that's how they make money. So.
Right.
Right. So anyway, that's why you see all those companies that say they do inspections, and they do, and they offer it free. So they'll send someone out there for free to do an inspection. So the guy that comes out or the girl that comes out that does your inspection is trying to get a job, a cleanup job.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not somebody you would want, right? You would want someone like
if that would be more of a reason for you to be on that first page, because you obviously offer the service. You're an honest company, and the service that you're offering, you're not looking to take advantage of the situation. You're really just looking to see if there's a problem, and, you know, that's more of a reason for you to show up on that first page for your service. So clients have that option to contact you instead of contacting the remediation companies where, you know, it may...
Where there's a conflict.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's just about conflict. You know, the remediation companies, there's a conflict of interest there. Whereas there's no conflict with me.
Right.
Homeowners don't understand this, and I charge. So they're looking, most people are just looking for it to get done free, and then it costs them a lot more money because they chose to have someone do it for free that, and possibly they didn't even need it done, you know, the remediation.
Right.
But anyway, that's neither here nor there, but I'm just kind of explaining the dilemma of mold inspections in Maryland.
Okay. And
I just didn't want to, like, waste money. Well, there's no law, you know, there's no law in Maryland for, like, anyone can go and do the inspection, whether it be, like, in D.C., you can't. Yeah. But anyway, same with termites. Termite inspectors, you know, they're not there to, you know, they don't charge anything to do the termite inspection, but they're hoping to find termites so they can do a termite remediation job, you know, to get rid of termite. Another conflict interest in Maryland.
Wow.
Maryland screwed up.
It makes it harder for you to get jobs then?
Oh, yeah, because if somebody's going to come do an inspection for free, then they're going to say, yeah, come. And if I charge, like I charge $350, $400 to do an inspection. So, I mean, I still do good, you know, I'm not saying that I don't do work, but a lot of it's referral from just years of being in the business. Like, call Keith, he knows what he's doing. He'll help you out. He'll guide you in the right direction. Yeah.
That's great. So, I mean, if word of mouth and referrals is working well for you, that just means Google's going to do the same when it comes to online marketing, because once you are able to take on those jobs through Google, you're going to start accumulating reviews, right? And clients are going to leave really great reviews about you. So once they see those great reviews about your services, they're more likely going to call you as opposed to your competitor that doesn't have as many great reviews, right? And then not only that, you know, Google is the largest word of mouth there is. So when it comes to online marketing, I mean, I understand.
So would my reviews come up on Google? I don't know. Yeah. See, I don't understand it.
Oh, you mean
but like the ones like the ones that I have on Angie that you can see.
No, but you will have a way to contact them and have them leave you a review on Google. There's a way for you to be able to do that. We can't transfer these reviews, but we can promote them on your website. Although I do see you already have a website.
Yeah. Yeah, so how could I get on the first page if I have no reviews, you know?
So, well, that's
I wouldn't have any
working with an SEO company that can help you get there, right? So not every company that's on that first page has amazing reviews, right?
I mean, well, I wouldn't have any. Right? I wouldn't have any on Google.
Well, there's companies up there that don't have any reviews, but they're still up there, and probably because they're with a really good SEO company that's getting them up there. So that's what we can do for you, just to get your foot in the door, right? And then you start getting those jobs, and then you start getting reviews, those good reviews. So, I mean, success on the Internet is all about working with the right company. We are it. We're a premier Google channel partner. So you want to go to a Google partner when it comes to search engine optimization. Because we get training directly from Google to provide this service.
Yeah. So how much does it cost a month, roughly?
So it's a flat rate each month, no contract. We can get you in out the door for just $299 month to month. That rate will never go up on you, no matter how many jobs you get on Google. It'll always stay at $299.
And then there will be a place where they can go right. They can hit that and it would go right to my website.
Yes. So in the map section, they'll have the option to call you. They'll be able to get directions. Well, that wouldn't be necessary, but they would be able to see your website and then call you. What will happen is once they click on your business, your Google business profile will pop up with like your hours of operation. Photos, if you have any, and then that's where they'll be able to call you as well.
Uh-huh. And yeah, I mean, I've been through this before, you know, but I haven't acted. The only thing I acted on, I've been through a, you know, dissertation kind of like you're doing now with, you know, probably 10 times, but I've never acted. I've done Google with my old company. I used to have another company that actually did remediation work.
Uh-huh.
And that was always a crapshoot. We never did real well with Google, so I've had a bad taste about it because I've never gotten what I really wanted out of it.
I get it. You know, I understand your hesitation in that. You know, your concern is, you know, having not been successful with previous companies in the past. But like I said, you want to go with a Google partner. There's a lot of SEO companies out there. Some, you know, maybe two guys in a basement, some maybe a company overseas, but that's not to say they're not capable of providing the service for you. It just might take them that much longer to get you up there. You want to go with an established business. That's what we are. We've been in business for 17 years. We've helped over 10,000
people. Where are you guys based out of?
We are located in Southern California, not far from Google itself.
Right.
So we work nationwide.
So you don't even know anything about Maryland, really?
Well, so we work with a lot of businesses in Maryland. Do I personally know it a lot about Maryland? No. I've never been there.
Right.
But we do.
Gotcha. And this would, this first page would be where? Where would you, where would it, for what area?
So.
Just my immediate area?
Your immediate area and then like your zip coded area and then surrounding areas. So we would get you found in the ad section. We would get you found up to a 50-mile radius. And then it would be locally, for that map section, it would be targeted locally within, like, a 20-mile radius.
Right. Because where I live now, where my business is not where I really want to market. It's not a lot of people, you know.
Well, how far out are you willing to travel? How many miles are you willing to drive for a job?
You know, 20 or 30 or 40, it doesn't matter.
Okay. So that's,
but
where
I don't
the,
want, I mean, I, yeah, I would love, yeah. I'd love to be near my business, but I just don't live around a lot of people.
Right.
So it's really, you know, I'd rather target a crowded area than a sparse area.
Okay. And that's where the Google Ads will come into play. So with the Google Ads, you'll, you know, clients outside of your local area will still be able to find you within that 50-mile range. So you'll get that exposure outside of your local area as well.
Gotcha.
Now, that's not all we're going to do for you. I mean, we're also going to list you. So we offer a directory submissions package with the most popular directories. There's actually 60 of them. We'll place you on Yelp, Bing, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, Facebook. That'll get you, you know, get your name out there as well. We'll list you, you know, initial content creation on Bing. We're also going to provide exposure to cover mobile devices, including iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So, I mean, we're literally covering all of your bases when it comes to your online marketing. We'll be handling everything for you. You're also going to be assigned a customized tracking and reporting system. So you'll be able to track your progress. You'll be able to, you know, see what keywords you're listed for. You'll be able to track how many clicks you're receiving. And then you'll also be able to track the location of the search that was performed. So that way we can, you know, figure what's, where you're getting the most success and then change it up accordingly. And then we'll also be able to track how many phone calls you receive from new clients. So it's a really good way for you to track your progress. We will be tracking everything as well. And if you ever wanted to, like, change any content, you have the ability to do so. If you wanted to add any keywords, you have that ability as well. You can have multiple keywords for the services that you offer. So there will be different variations of ways that clients can contact you.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, it all sounds great, but do I, you know, my trust factor is in another spot, not you, but just the whole, you know, the industry in itself.
No, I get it.
I just haven't had
it. How long ago were you working with a company regarding SEO?
And you know what? And I really think that it has a lot to do with me too, because I think there's work on my end that I need to do that I don't want to do when it comes to, like, I don't have someone just to worry about my internet sales and my, you know what I mean? You got to stay on top of it and you got to, it's a whole nother realm, you know, like, I don't know how to explain it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you do it, you pay the $300.
That's where the customized tracking and reporting system comes into play. It's so easy to use and track your progress. Like, there's nothing that you need to do on your end, Keith, except be available for those phone calls to come your way. Right? This isn't
well,
like
that
a,
would be one. That
I
would
mean,
be wonderful, but it just doesn't work like that because you got to keep pushing for reviews. You got to, you know, there is work outside of just waiting for the phone to ring. I think. You
well,
know,
that's what you're paying for. You're paying for us. That's what you're paying for, SEO services. We handle all of that for you, right? There's there's no, you know, like, for example, you're with Angie's. You have to pay per lead with that service?
No, it's a monthly thing. It's right around the same you're charging, yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, when it comes to our services...
And I'm tied into that one, which I didn't like. Like, I had to keep that for a year.
Oh, yeah.
Which I don't like.
Are you into? Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like that. And if I could get out of that one, I would. I could, but I got to pay a 30% penalty.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it's what, for the year, 300 times 12 is 3,600. I've probably been in there for about 4 months. I probably got about 18 leads from them, and I've got about 6 or 7 sales. So it's paid for itself, but I really haven't made any money off of it, you know, just kind of breaking even with that one.
Right. Well,
all I need is like,
all you need
go
is
ahead.
What? No, go ahead. All you need is what?
Is to one inspection will pay for the ad, right? A month.
Well, exactly. So if we can land you one good job on Google, that'll pay for the entire program. And then every other job after that that you get will be profit.
Profit.
I mean,
yes, what I'm saying. So go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm going to get a lot of what? No, go ahead. I want to hear what you were saying.
A lot of exposure on Google. I mean, imagine that first page on Google when there's pages and pages of results. Even, you know, if you're on the first page, you're going to be on the top. So even when they look on their cell phone, they're still going to be able to find you on the top, right? Rather than going scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and boom, then find you. They see you on the top, you know, the top within that first page. So, I mean, this is going to be a really good way for you to promote your business and get more exposure. I mean, everybody uses Google for the most part, and, you know, they won't have to go through a third party to find you. All they have to do is Google mold inspections, and boom, you're right there.
Yeah, because, like, that Angie's ads or what Angie's thing, you know, they have to fill out, like, an application, and they got to fill in all this shit. And you would think, man, I don't feel like dealing with that.
Exactly.
But
you
I think,
to download the app.
You know, it's like,
yeah,
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't. I'd be like, I'm going to the next.
I'm not sure.
You got to fill out, like, the customer has to, like, fill in all their information, you know. And then I get the lead delivered to me through email or email or text.
So have to go through them. Do they contact you directly?
Who? The client?
Yeah.
Through email, yes, they do. Or I think Angie sends me the notice, you know, says, you have a new client. Give them a call, more or less. But, you know, not only that, they can't even access my my website.
See?
Through Angie.
I mean...
Because they don't want them to be able to access my website because then they would not pay. I don't know how it all works, but it's all money-driven.
Right. This way, you're just cutting out that middleman altogether. Clients will contact you directly when they're in need of your services, right? So you'll have direct client contact. No middleman whatsoever. You know, we're just providing that placement, right? You're essentially going to be placing your position, you know, to generate your own leads. You know, clients will be able to access your website. They'll be able to contact you directly. That's what we can do for you. So, I mean, I'm sure since this is a month-to-month program, this is something that you would like to give a shot, right?
Yeah. But how can you guys guarantee that I would always be on the first page? That's what I don't understand.
So when it comes to the word guarantee, we're actually not allowed to use that word. There's no guarantee in SEO. Okay? Matter of fact, if someone says they can guarantee, I would stay far away when it comes to this service. However, like I was mentioning to you earlier, because we're a premier Google Channel partner, we can come to as close as a guarantee as any company can get, okay? Which means we have the capability of not only getting you up there, but we can get you up there faster than any other company. Am I talking with you on a cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to send you a link to our website real quick for you. I just want to walk you through this real quick, Keith. Let me know when you receive it. Just click on the link, and then I'll take you straight to our website.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on there.
Okay. So on the top of the page, it says take control of your online presence. Now, if you scroll down further, it shows you our proven success. 17 years we've been in business as of December. We've helped over 10,000 people with their marketing. Now, if you scroll down a little further, it takes you to our Google Ads Partner Badge that we earned from Google. And that means we achieved a higher level of training, certification, and product knowledge than other Google partners. So, like I said, we earned that badge from Google. You can actually click on that little badge, and it'll take you straight to Google. There's not a lot of premier partners out there, Google partners.
So you have three packages, 100, 400, and 600.
Yes, so we have the Essential, the Pro, and the Platinum. Everything we're offering you today, Keith, is the Platinum package. But we're able to essentially get you in for the Essential rate. Okay? So instead of $5.99 a month, we're getting you in out the door for $2.99 a month. And we're waiving that setup fee entirely. So $299 a month with everything that's included in the Platinum package. A really good deal. So you're getting the
why are you doing it? Or you got
what's
you got
that?
Problems? You got business
because,
problems, why are you doing it?
Because we're reaching out to you today, we're able to get you in. We just have this.
Am I the special customer today? Did I get selected?
that's just the rate that we the special that we have going on. Then you know we're able to honor this Platinum package at essentially half the rate.
For how long? Like for every month that I stay on?
Every month. Every month. $299 every month. That rate will never go up on you.
And it's month to month. I can, if I call you and say, hey, I want to turn it off for a while, I can, if I get, say I get busy and I can't handle it, you know? I wish that happens and I got to turn it off. I can
do
that, right?
You don't have to worry about being overwhelmed, with business. You will be provided, you know, with a steady flow. But if that is the case, you always have the opportunity to put it on pause if need be.
Right. And if it doesn't do anything for me, then I can just say I'm done with it.
That's why we have you on a month-to-month basis, because we're very confident in our services that there's no need to tie you into a contract. We're confident that once you start seeing results, you will want to stick with us long-term, 1 month at a time. Now, if you decided you wanted to cancel the service, you always have that option, hassle-free.
Right. So, okay, so I feel like I'm pretty comfortable with you, but so you see this Angie. You've heard of Angie before, right?
Yes.
Is that in California, too? Is it everywhere? Is there, I don't know. Is it nationwide, Angie?
I believe it is. Oh, yeah. I believe it's nationwide. I've talked to numerous business owners that use Angie's. Some of them are similar stories. I don't know where they're based
out
of.
So what I'm getting at,
too much about that business, that company.
Is, like, the limited exposure that I'm probably getting from Angie. Because like if you type in my company go ahead and type it in to Google and see what comes up. Does it even come up?
No, you don't have a listing. Nothing's popping up.
Okay. Yeah.
Nothing's
now,
popping
I think
up.
If you put.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Now I think if you put like Whitehead Environmental Angie, it might come up, right? I don't know.
That doesn't even.
But I have like no.
You don't have any type of online presence right now. That's why we're contacting.
That's what I'm saying. Right.
Because
so, of course. So I'm listen. I'm working with this girl, right? She's a marketing girl, lady, whatever.
Okay.
And she's been working with me for a while to try to increase my social media presence with Facebook and LinkedIn. And man, I've been doing this for a year, and I haven't gotten shit from her. She's like, well, it takes time, and we have to get you more more exposure and this and that, and we have to get more people to you, and we have to, I'm like, I don't feel like doing this. You know? I don't feel like, I feel like I have to work. You know what I mean? Where I don't want to work.
Well, and that's,
I don't know.
Why,
it's just not.
That's why it's important to go with an established business that's a premier Google channel partner that is going to be handling everything for you. So you don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to worry about doing anything on the back end. Now, if you were to go through Google directly for this service, there would be some things you would have to do, right? And then it might take longer as well. So I'll tell you what, we can get you up there quicker than any other company, than most other companies can, okay? The time, now, an average SEO company, it would take them at least 2 to 3 months, if not longer, to get you listed on that first page. With us, we can get you listed within 30 to 45 days in that local map section. So you're able to see results fairly quickly. Now, with the Google Ads, you're going to show up in 2 weeks. So it takes seven. So the breakdown is within day one to day three, you'll have your client interview, your content editing, your quality control. Day five through day seven, your reporting dashboard and directory submissions will be completed. Day seven to day 14, you'll be listed in the Google Ads. And then 30 to 45 days, that's when you'll be listed in that local map section. Now, are you happy with your website?
I am. It's okay. It does the trick, you know.
Yeah, it does. We want people to find it. That's the most important thing here. It's a nice website, and we want people to find it. So we'll attach that website to your listing.
Are you looking at my website?
I am. Mm-hmm.
But it looks okay, right? It's a fair. It's just, you know, I'm a one man. It's just me, you know. I had companies before that with employees. It's just me, and I don't need a lot. You know, so
right.
I don't need like a big elaborate website. I don't think I do anyway. I think it looks like okay, right? You know?
Yeah, you have photos of the work that you've done, and you know, I think it's a fine website. If you wanted to make it, you know, more advanced, you know, we may be able to help you with that to make it more detailed. But if you're wanting just simple, we can just use this website you currently have and attach it to your Google listing. What we're going to do is we're going to get you a Google business profile, okay? So you'll get PIN verified in the mail. It'll be about the size of a postcard. And all we would ask is that you just give us a call, provide us with that PIN so we can jumpstart your campaign. But that'll get you that Google business profile I was explaining to you earlier where they could see your hours of operation. They'll have the option to see your website, call you and see the photos of the work that you've done as well. So that is included.
Gotcha.
So
yeah, I'll give it a try. It can't hurt. I something's telling me, like my gut's telling me to do it. And I've been through this a lot. Okay, I'm calling you if I am. You have another name now.
No, my name.
Are you from India? No. Are you calling me from India?
No, California.
Look, there's so much shit out there, right? That you have to be leery because, yeah, man, I've been through the ringer. I'm 52. I've been in business for 30 years, and I've seen everything. And it's like I don't trust anything.
No, I hear you.
So
I understand. You know, you having that hesitation, you know, the trust. All we ask is that you, you know, you let us earn 1% of your trust. No, give us 1% of your trust so we can earn the 99%, right? It's a month-to-month program, no contract. So just let us show you what we can do for you.
Okay, so now once we get this going, and can I reach out to people to put reviews on Google for me?
Yes, absolutely.
Like customers and say, will you do me a favor and go on to Google and hit review? I guess that's how it works.
Absolutely,
because I think that's very important, right?
Absolutely, yeah, it is. You know, if you're able to do that, that would be great. If you have clients that you can reach out to you. I believe that there is a platform that we are able to even have the clients that have left your Angie's reviews. There's a way to reach out to them to have them leave you a Google review as well. But your technician will go over more in detail about that. I really only need about 10 to 15 minutes more of your time, Keith, to get you started. And then what I'll do is I'll schedule you in for a client interview with one of our technicians. At a day and time that works best for you, it'll be about 30 to 45 minutes, and they'll go over, like, more detail about our services, just gather a little bit more information from you. You don't need to be in front of a computer. It's just basic information. They want to make sure everything I have put down is accurate as well, okay? So we'll schedule that in, and then... You know, if you have any additional questions, they'll explain further about the services we'll get, you know, that we'll be providing you. We don't need to go over content for your website because you're going to stick with the website you currently have. So let's see here. As far as the basic information, Keith, your first name is spelled K-E-I-T-H.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And your last name is your company name, Whitehead?
Yep, yep.
Okay. And what is the best email address for you, Keith?
So I guess just use keith@whiteheadenvironmental.com.
Okay. And the best contact number for clients to reach you, that's 443-841-0619.
Yeah.
Okay. And then how you would like your company to appear on that first page of Google? It's Whitehead Environmental.
Yeah. And can you put a logo on there? My logo?
Yes, we will include that logo.
So can you see you can see my logo, of course, right?
Yes, it's a nice logo. The white head in blue print and then the green environmental with the between the R and the N, the little...
Yeah, yeah. Whatever's on my website, I don't even know.
Yeah, so exactly. We will promote that. Now, so as far as the PIN verification goes, what address would you like to use? It can't be a P.O. box. It has to be a physical mailing address for Google to send that PIN verification code.
Okay, that's fine, but does my home address have, because I work out of my house,
no.
So I have to have that on my ad? Okay, cool.
No, you do not.
Yeah, so good. So, it's 509, Silver Charm Court.
Okay.
Silver Charm.
All right.
Now, this is tricky. The city is,
How do you pronounce that?
Yeah, you got it.
Haverty
Grace.
Havre de Grace?
Havre. Yeah, Havre de Grace. It's French.
I figured it was French.
Up here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it just have grace? Is that what it means? I wonder what it means.
I don't know. You would have to Google that one.
Google it.
Looks pretty good, huh? Pretty good.
I like it. Okay. And then... let's see here. Do you want to be the only authorized user on your account, or do you have a spouse or a partner that you want to add?
Well, you know, the lady that helps me with my marketing, maybe if I need her to get in there for something, you know, I don't know.
Sure. What is her name?
Well, if Google takes off, she's getting, I'm not going to need her anymore. Because I'm not getting anything. Now, does Google also interact with Facebook and stuff like that?
So we do, so we are going to list you on Facebook. It'll be the listing that you can get. Now, if you ever wanted to explore Facebook ads, then that's something that you can always opt into later on. It is a different package with the Facebook ads.
Gotcha.
But as far as like a Google, Facebook listing, you will have that. That's included in the direct
okay.
package.
Okay.
So as far as the keywords that you're going, why were you asking about that if you don't mind me asking?
What, the Facebook?
Yeah.
Because the girl that I'm working with is into social media or social media marketing as
okay.
opposed to Google. And she's, yeah. she, you know, she's trying to get me wrapped up into Facebook and into LinkedIn. And, you know, it requires a lot of work from the back end to get
right.
into social media. You know, you got to do a lot of tedious shit, I think.
Yeah.
By contacting people, writing people, say, hey, will you be my friend? Will you do this? Or you know, I just don't have time for that shit. I don't want to do it. I don't want any more friends. You know what I'm saying? And I'm private, too. I don't like my shit out there. You know, I hate being on Facebook, man.
Yeah.
I'm old, you know. I'm 52 years old. I don't want my shit out there, you know? Sorry, Tuck, but you follow what I'm saying?
I do, yeah.
Like, I don't want you to know, you know, my innermost feelings, you know?
Your innermost feelings.
You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah.
Really? Some of these people are crazy. But are you younger? How old are you?
I'm 33.
Okay, so you're my daughter's age, okay? But you're still kind of older than the newer people, right? That are
yeah.
like crazy. Anyway, it's just too much for me, man. Just get my phone to ring, will you?
That's funny, the world we live in today.
I know. I only got like 15 more years to worry about this shit, man. And then I'm wrapping it up and saying, no, I'm going to throw my phone in the ocean. I mean,
well,
just throw it right in there. Because I've had enough of it. Anyway, give me a microphone and put me on stage, right?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, as far as, like, social media goes, we can't. What I would recommend is the Facebook ads, if that's something you would be interested in down the line. We could include that. It is an entirely different package. That is all we do in regards to social media, is the Facebook. But our main focus is the Google things.
Okay.
So as far as the services that you want to be found for, okay, we'll get you found for mold inspections. What other keywords would you like to use? What would you think clients would Google when they're looking for your services?
Maybe mold testing.
Mold testing, okay.
Mold testing. I'm getting ready to, so I'm going to also test for asbestos.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
right now, but it's something that's going to be coming into the fold within the next couple months, so I probably should just put asbestos inspections or asbestos testing on there, too.
So do you want us to include that now? Like, how soon are you looking to take on that service?
Why don't you wait until I get my license, and then I can
okay.
add it. Can I do that?
Yes, you can always add it.
So I don't get a bunch of, like, so I don't get calls now and where I can't help them, you know, it would be kind of no good.
Right.
Yeah. So I'll let, when I need that keyword, I'll get in touch with you.
Sounds good. Okay. Yeah, you'll be assigned to an account management team where you can always contact them if you ever had any changes that you needed done.
Uh-huh. So maybe another key word would be third-party testing.
Okay.
Another one would be, mold. You know, people would just type in mold usually, you know.
Right, exactly. And then you target residential and commercial?
Yeah. Mainly residential, though. But sometimes, okay. You know, commercial. Let's stick them another keyword. So we got testing, consultation, mold consultation.
Air quality,
yeah.
Okay. Air quality control, would it be? Air quality testing?
Air quality testing.
Okay. All right. Now, as far as the service...
There's another one that might be good, is mold sickness.
Mold sickness. Okay.
Yeah. People that are sick, you know, they go online looking, and then I could pop up for them.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. And then we're going to use your current website. And then you are licensed and insured?
Well, there's no license in Maryland, remember?
Oh, that's right. You mentioned
but
that.
But I do carry liability insurance, of course. Pollution insurance is what we have to have. Well, we don't have to have it, but if you want to work with other companies, you have to have insurance. Companies like a remediation company might call me and say, Keith, I need you to go and do a clearance test at this house. Mm-hmm. Well, that company needs insurance from me. You know, they need my liability insurance.
Okay.
But in Maryland, I don't have to get liability insurance, but a lot of companies won't use you if you don't carry liability insurance.
Oh, wow.
But I do
okay.
have it. Yeah.
So okay, perfect. And liability. Okay. Now, as far as the
because
area...
You're like, mm-hmm. I was going to say there's no license in Maryland to obtain, but I do hold a license in D.C.,
Are you looking to target DC?
No. It's too far from me. And it's a pain in the ass. I hate DC. But I carry that license because it's a good credential. Because not a lot of people have that license that I have. They just have a bunch of certificates in Maryland.
Well, we may be able So your technician will be able to determine if that's beneficial for you to promote. So I'll put that in here, license in D.C.
It's like D-O-E-E, licensed mold assessor. That's what I am, and that's Department of Energy and Environment for D.C.
Okay. Mold assessor?
But that's something that, yeah, I'm a mold assessor in D.C.
Okay. All right. Now, as far as the hours of operation that you would like to promote?
Yeah, 8 to 5.
Weekday?
Monday through. Yeah, you can put 7, you know, whatever. 7, Monday through Saturday. I just won't answer the phone if I don't want to.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But I don't want to not put it on there.
Right.
But if I don't, you know, if it's Saturday and I'm doing something, then they'll have to go to voicemail.
Do you want to do emergency services on Saturday? Okay. And then the forms of payment.
It's not something
that
somebody would need to know. Huh?
It's not somebody that it wouldn't be like there. That wouldn't even be a thing, there's no emergency mold situation?
Nah, not in my, no. If I was a water restoration company, where they go in and take care of floods, yeah, that's an emergency. But I'm just doing an inspection, and no, they can wait until. It's not like I got to be there right now.
Right. Okay.
Because I'm just doing the inspection. But, like, a lot of these mold companies or restoration companies that do fire and water, they are emergency companies. Like, oh, my God, someone's got to get here right now. My basement's filling up with water. You know, it's flooding, something like that. But, no, that's not what
right.
I do.
Okay. Right, because it's, okay, it's just the mold. Let's see.
Inspection, consultation kind of thing.
Okay. All right. And then as far as the forms of payment you accept, cash, check, credit, debit?
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you accept like Zelle or PayPal?
Sure.
Okay. And then the service areas that you would like to target. So we're going to get you.
Yeah, this is the one. Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, this is what we probably have to be smart about, right? Because, I mean, I'd like to have Harford County, but I don't know if you guys go by zip codes. I live in Harford County.
Yeah, so you can choose. So you, what county?
Harford County is where I live.
Okay. So you can choose whether it's counties, zip codes, or cities. Up to
uh-huh.
a 50-mile radius.
Oh, okay. So you say I can have Harford County?
Yes. Uh-huh. As long as it's within that 50-mile range.
Yeah. Definitely is.
Okay. And then are there any surrounding areas as well?
Yeah, like Baltimore County, which is a huge
okay.
county. But some of that may be, some parts of that may be 50 miles further from me.
So they'll just
but there's a lot of it.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
So some of it may go outside of that 50-mile range.
Okay. And I mean, Howard County's great. There's a lot of money in Howard County, but I don't. That's probably further than the 50 miles. But
just in
you
case.
Can try and
County.
Put. Yeah, Howard. Yeah. To Baltimore, Howard, and Harford.
Oh yeah, it's a little bit further, 62 miles. I'll put it in just in case.
And then in Baltimore City, there's county and city, so I don't know if you can put that, all that area I can cover.
Okay.
That's where a lot of people are, you know, that city and Baltimore County, Baltimore City.
Right. Okay.
Might not want to go into Baltimore City, but I will. Considering
well,
it's like a war zone.
Is that like Los Angeles out here?
Oh my God! Look, okay, Google Baltimore City murders.
What?
It's like per capita, it's the highest. Okay, but it's the highest in the world, like per square mile, you know, per capita area. Yeah, it's like we had 400 murders in Baltimore last year in the little city of Baltimore.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a mess. Yeah.
That's scary. Is it, like, a dangerous area? Like, meaning, like okay, well, obviously it is if there's murders, but is it, like gang-infested, or, like, is that what it is, or?
It's, you know what it is. It's drugs, you know.
Yeah.
They're mostly killing each other. They're mostly killing each other. It's not like they're killing innocent people, but there's a lot of stray bullets killing people, you know, unintentionally.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that jumped and killed and, you know, just, it's really bad. And so is parts of where you live too, you know.
Yeah.
Like L.A., parts of L.A., Compton, all that is bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
I feel like it's
so Baltimore City is probably like Compton.
Okay.
Most Baltimore City, it's tough.
kind of dangerous to go do jobs out there. I can understand if you want to avoid that area. But we'll have it listed.
I know. I mean, I'll know. I'll know when I see the lead, when they call me and say I'm in 212, you know,